from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to talk to you guys about, you know, it's list season because we're between mini camp and training camp. It's list season.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Sims and his son Matt Sims put out their lists of the number one quarterback in each division. We'll start with the AFC because their lists are identical. CJ, Pat, Josh Allen, and Lamar. You're agreeing with this list, or is this list ass?
So my first question with that is, like, what do we expect out of a guy who won an MVP award not too long ago, and that's Aaron Rodgers? Well, what are you expecting from him?
Can he stay healthy?
Yeah, that is a gigantic question.
Do we think Aaron Rodgers is a top 8 quarterback anymore?
I mean, last time he was healthy, which it feels like eons ago, he was pretty damn good. But he hadn't gotten any younger. And we saw, 4 snaps from him last year before he tore that Achilles in half?
Did he get a whole 4?
No. No, he did not.
So where are you on that list? Do you like that list, or...
So what's the list again?
Are we doubting anything with CJ Stroud?
No.
Okay. Are we doubting anything with Pat Mahomes?
No.
Hell no.
Is Josh Allen the best quarterback in the AFC East?
And then there's a pause.
Yeah. You said the AFC East.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
So better than Tua, better than Aaron Rodgers.
Right now, yes. I would say yes. And I'm not a big Josh Allen guy. But I say in the AFC East, I would pick Josh Allen over old Aaron Rodgers and Tua.
T-Mill.
Yeah, I think right now you almost have to. But I don't say it confidently. I think I do agree. I think you got to go Bills, Josh Allen here. But just like I said when we came into this segment, so much depends on what we see from Aaron Rodgers when he's healthy. Like the first few games the Jets play this year, I'm going to watch every snap, because this guy, Aaron Rodgers, straight out of the darkness, he's been one of the best arms in the NFL since he arrived in the NFL and got snaps, you know, after the whole Brett Favre fiasco. But until I see a healthy Aaron Rodgers, it's hard for me not to at least consider him.
So no respect for Tua here?
No. Not in this case.
Yeah, I don't see him being better than Josh Allen right now. I think he could be, but I just think Josh Allen turning up in the playoffs, that's the only reason why I got Josh Allen.
Would that be when he's throwing interceptions to the Houston Texans?
Hey, I agree with you on that. I agree with you. To me, I don't have Josh Allen as a top 5 quarterback to me.
Well, here's the thing, too, that I think we have to take into consideration with this discussion. We're all at a point right now where we're talking Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen in that AFC East division. The other thing you got to talk about and think about is this is going to be a Josh Allen Buffalo Bills offense that looks completely different weapon-wise comparatively to what we've seen in recent years. I mean, we all know where Stephon Diggs is right here in H-Town. So who is Josh Allen throwing to this year? You know, like how big of an impact is that going to have on Josh Allen's game as the 2024 season gets going and the Buffalo Bills try to reimagine this offense with some different faces in there?
Dalton Kincaid. Keon Coleman.
That do it for you?
No.
Me either.
Look, I think Josh Allen's horribly overrated. I think Allen's career in his third year took a big boost because he got Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't have Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
I think he's going to feel it. He also has developed quite a knack for throwing interceptions at the wrong time.
Throwing interceptions, fumbling. I feel like he's a turnover machine. That's why I'm like, I wouldn't have him top five.
See, I'm on Tua as the best quarterback in the NFC East.
Okay.
And he certainly has two guys that make it easy to be great.
His weapons are out of this world.
With Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And, you know, Raheem Mostert and Devin Achane give him a lot of power and speed out of the backfield. When that team was healthy last year, their offense was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I feel like right now, like if you put Tua up against Josh Allen, I think Tua's going to have better numbers. I think Tua's going to be better.
That Miami Dolphins offense, man. What was that stat at one point last year? You know how now with the advanced stats and the advanced metrics, they do the thing where they clock these players now on big plays. You know, if they're wide open running down the sideline, he was running this miles per hour. At one point last year, they had like the top five or six out of the top 10 fastest plays in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have crazy speed.
That alone. You know, whatever you want to say about Tua's talent alone and what he is as a quarterback, that alone is going to make him or anybody much damn better. And then you combine that with the great coaching ability they have with the nerdy fella. He was here in Houston last year for
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel. That dude's a hell of a play caller. And you combine him with that amount of speed, and he's shown that they can be successful to an extent. Maybe I need to reconsider this.
Maybe I'm just worried about the Dolphins, man. Because y'all know the last time they won a playoff game? This was the year 2000.
So it's been a minute.
It's 24 years,
was
man.
Jay Fiedler the quarterback back then?
Yes.
Turn of the century.
Yes. That was a long time ago. Maybe that's why I'm not really so.
Damn, that's hell of a stat fix.
That's a long time, man.
Last time they won a playoff game, we were all freaking out about Y2K.
Jay Fiedler.
I was in fifth grade.
They weren't even at the Chad Pennington part yet. They were in Jay Fiedler.
Man, Chad Pennington. I feel bad for that guy.
Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow?
See, it's Lamar. But man, the potential there for Joey Burr. Dude is cold as ice.
Healthy matters, right?
Yeah, healthy does matter.
And to me, I look at these two, like, I feel like Lamar Jackson is a seasoned quarterback. Like, in the regular season, he's balling. He won two MVPs. But Joe Burrow, a lot of people don't really say this, but they start off slow a lot. But once they get in the playoffs, they start clicking, man. So I would take Joey Burrow in the playoffs for sure over Lamar Jackson.
So here's the question. If Lamar had Burrow's weapons and Burrow had Lamar's weapons, or lack thereof, who would have the better, who would be the better quarterback?
Because
one guy's got two stars, and the other guy's got, you know, a rookie and a tight end that's always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think Burrow would still be. I just think he got something, man.
Yeah.
So you're on Burrow over the two-time MVP, Lamar Jackson. You're on Burrow.
Yeah, if I had to pick, and I know Burrow is always hurt, so it's tough to get somebody that ain't available, but yeah, I would probably take Joey Burrow.
I got to disagree with Fig. I got to go with MVP. But not by, again, once again, I mean, I love that these two dudes are in the same division because we're set for such good quarterback play, especially in the AFC conference moving forward. Like, if these guys live up to what we think they are, Joey Burrow, Lamar, CJ, this whole AFC quarterback discussion we're having, playoff time is going to be fun. And the thing is, if Burrow and Lamar, if and when, you know, they continue to meet in the playoffs, going into any given game between Joey Burrow and Lamar in the National Football League playoffs, I think it would almost be a toss-up.
Could you imagine Deshaun Watson was an ass? They had three big-time quarterbacks in that division.
Buddy is.
Hey, that division is the most paid quarterbacks, for sure.
Yeah, how funny is that? You mentioned that name, PC. How fun, like, maybe not funny, but how, like, this is where we are. Imagine Watson's last full season of play in Houston. You know, we're tossing around that quote from Dabo Swinney about this is Michael Jordan, and we're all buying in. I mean, we had no reason not to. He was single-handedly winning games at times, throwing the Texans on his shoulder, and now we're sitting here these years later talking about the best quarterbacks in all of the AFC, and none of us once have even thought of Deshaun Watson.
Hey, maybe he's the Michael Jordan of air humping.
He's Michael Jordan of tiny towels.
Michael Jordan of get in there and dig it out.
Oh,
me.
God.
Wow.
Deshaun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.